The readings of this feast of today, in the season of Easter, the Paschal time that we celebrate, show us how radical Jesus is. And we see it in the example of this glorious saint, the young prince and king, Saint Emerenildo. Saint Emerenildo was the son of the king of Spain, Leovigildo. Now, this time in the 6th century, Spain, though Catholic, was not totally Catholic because they had followed the Arian heresy. And about that time, and many of the Catholics throughout the world were Arians that denied the true divinity of Jesus Christ. And so they were not fully Catholic, just claimed to be. Well, Saint Emerenildo was married to a princess from the city of Seville, the kingdom of Seville. And she was fully Catholic, and she converted him. And then he himself began to profess the true holy Catholic faith, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord of the universe, creator of the universe, and savior of all mankind. The father, Leovigildo, heard of it and was very upset. And he called him up to see him, and he obeyed. And he said to him, "Unless you renounce this Catholic heresy that you profess, I will take away the crown from you, and you will be put to death." Saint Emerenildo, who is considered as a result, the founding saint of the church in Spain, he said, "I love thee, Father, but I will not obey thee. I obey Jesus Christ first." So Leovigildo had him taken prisoner, and the crown taken away from him, and all his possessions. And he was asked one more time by the guards, "Do you renounce this Catholic faith in Jesus Christ?" And he said, "No." And then at that very moment, they took the sword and cut off his head at the command of his father, the king, Leovigildo. The father heard about it. He was not there. And immediately repented and fell to his knees and begged forgiveness and asked to be made part of the Holy Catholic Church by Saint Leander of Seville, the brother of Saint Isidore of Seville, and Saint Fulgentius of Seville. A holy family indeed. And so he himself was converted, and Spain was converted with him. This was in the year 586 AD. And so we give thanks to God for this great saint, a young man in his early 20s who renounced everything rather than to renounce Christ. And the gospel of today says it. Unless you renounce everything, unless you hate, he says, he uses a very strong word, unless you hate everything, including mother and father, brother and sister, son and daughter, and everything you have, you will not be part of me, nor you will not be worthy to be my disciple. And so Saint Emerenildo followed Christ and renounced everything, as the gospel says, for Christ. May he intercede for us, and may he intercede for Spain, which has fallen in the modern heresies of today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.